Great. All right, everybody, welcome to our Monday product call. This is Rachel speaking. We're here with, we've got Alan and Joe Dawson, our R&D expert. We're going to go ahead and get started with the call. We're going to start with announcements, and then we'll turn the time over to Joe to talk about our product of the month, which is Innovage. And he's got a lot of great information for us about that. So if you saw the copy of The Voice that went out this past Thursday, there's a lot of really good information in that, so make sure that you look that over if you haven't already. We want to start by talking about our I Am Limitless Challenge. We want to partner with you to help you reach your goals this year, and we are doing so by hosting an online Diet Bet game. We have ongoing coaching within that Diet Bet game and that forum from Erica Shields, our fitness ambassador. And we also have a limited time specials on all of our weight loss products. So make sure and check out those promotions that are going on. That information's in The Voice as well as your virtual office. And, you know, if you need help with any of those, feel free to contact support. Next, we have our February fly-in coming up very quickly. I can't believe it's almost February already. If you will be joining us for that fly-in, make sure to register and purchase your ticket to the event. Again, that link is in The Voice. It is also at limitlessflyin.com, so you can register from either of those places. We will be having the event here at corporate, but we do have a room rate negotiated with the DoubleTree. So if you would like to take advantage of that great room rate, it's $89 for a single with breakfast and $99 for a double with breakfast. So that's a really good rate. And there are other events going on in Salt Lake that weekend, so you're going to want to make sure and book your hotel reservations as soon as possible to make sure you get a spot. And that information is also in The Voice. If you sponsor a distributor with a 950 pack, they can purchase a fly-in ticket for a discounted price of $75, and that ticket does need to be used by them to attend the event. And if you have someone purchase a 1500 pack, they can purchase two fly-in tickets for themselves and for a guest at that discounted price of $75. If you would like to take advantage of that, if you've signed up some distributors with those value-added enrollment packs, contact support, either call in or send an email, and we can get you that discounted price. We have posted the milestone prizes for Cancun. We also had two more people earn the trip, so congrats to Pam Hanks and Enric Durkis, who will be joining us in Cancun in a couple months.
All right, way to go, guys.
Yeah, congrats to them. So those milestone points, if you didn't quite make the trip, and again, that doesn't end until January 31st, so keep running at that. But if you don't quite make it, we do have some really cool prizes for those of you that did earn points and just, you know, came a little short on the trip. We also have a very handy section in The Voice where we have listed all of our promotions. So if you're, you know, ever forget what we've got going on, that's a great place to refer to for all the terms and conditions, all of the qualification deadlines and things like that for all of the promotions we have going. So I think that does it. Because the 15th fell on Sunday yesterday, today will be payday. So commissions will be paid out today, and then bonuses will be paid out on the 20th as per usual. But with that, we want to turn the time over to Joe. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Joe's going to talk about Innovage, which is, I know it's one of Malin's favorite products. So
right.
With that, hit it, Joe.
Great. Yeah, Innovage is so it's a fantastic anti-aging skincare product for your face. A number of things. You could even maybe even call it a multitasking type of product because there's so many different benefits that one can get from using Innovage. But I think to start off, the most important part about Innovage is the kind of the key active component that carries a lot of the story and a lot of the benefits behind the product. And so in Innovage, as you read about it, you'll learn it's positioned in a way that it's been developed to help as an anti-aging cream, but specifically there's a type of aging that people don't talk about as much. It's a lesser known, it's more of a niche type of theory of aging, but it's definitely legitimate and has many applications to, you know, different health states, and especially when it comes to aging. So when it comes to aging, everyone knows that your body handles sugar differently as you age. So when you're younger, eating a you know pack of gummy bears you feel differently. Maybe you can handle it when you're younger. Maybe you get sick to your stomach as you get older. But people seem to react to sugar in a different way as they get older. And sugar is a carbohydrate defined as a simple carbohydrate. And carbohydrates are macronutrients and definitely an essential part of a healthy, balanced diet. However, when your body absorbs sugar at a high rate all at once, and it doesn't, the levels of sugar in your body can actually reach levels that are actually damaging to your various organs and your skin in particular. And it turns out that what happens when when sugar is broken down, the body is broken down to glucose, and glucose is absorbed. And when glucose is at a high concentration in the blood and in the physiology, it tends to bind covalently to the various molecules inside your body, the molecules that conduct all your enzymes and your structural molecules. These are protein. Most of your body is made out of water. The second greatest part of your body is actually protein. Another important part of a macronutrient that's important for your diet. But these sugar molecules, when in high abundance, will bind to the protein. And at first, when they bind, they create what's called a shift base. And a shift base is relatively unstable, and that sugar can fall off, and the protein goes back to normal. But when the shift base is formed, the protein's essentially, it's changed its shape, it's changed its function, it might not work anymore, or it might collapse, or it might aggregate. And what's more is that this shift base can, if the sugar concentrations are high enough, will actually convert to what's called an Amidori product. And Amidori products are, it's pretty much irreversible. It's very stable binding of a sugar molecule to a protein molecule. And these proteins typically are bound by the sugar at like lysine or arginine residues. So lysine and arginine are two of the 20 amino acids that make up most of your proteins. And they tend to bind to sugar at a greater, you know, it's more likely that it'll bind to these two residues rather than the others. And what happens is when sugar binds, like I said, it can destroy the function of a protein. And proteins can have all sorts of functions, like enzymes will do chemical reactions or break down food into caloric value. Sometimes proteins have functions in transporting. Sometimes they act as hormones. Sometimes they act as structural components, but when it comes down to it, a protein only works if it's in the shape that it needs to be to work. And proteins are very complicated molecules, and they're folded in a certain way, and when they don't fold correctly, they don't work. And this is what happens when sugar attaches to the protein, they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Proteins of interest, though, are especially collagen. Collagen, everyone knows, is a key component of the skin. It's important it's actually most abundant in the dermis, which is the layer of skin that's directly beneath the epidermis. So the dermis is a place where there's neurons, there's blood, and it's actually, if you get a tattoo, that's where your tattoo lies, is in the dermis. And if you get a tattoo, you'll know that a tattoo doesn't really, it fades maybe, or it changes color. But for the most part, tattoos are permanent, and that's partially because the dermis doesn't turn over very much. There's not a lot of breakdown of the proteins or the structural components of the dermis. But I mean, there is to some extent, and that's why tattoos do fade, and they need touch-up every once in a while. However, collagen is a major component of the dermis, and collagen, when sugar concentrations are high, collagen will actually bind to the sugar, and what will occur then is the collagen, its structure will collapse, and that causes overall structural collapses in the dermis, which, it's a slippery slope. What occurs is the flattening. What can result is your reed pegs can flatten. Reed pegs are there's something between the epidermis and dermis called the dermal-epidermal junction, and it's been shown that as people age, this union between the dermis and epidermis changes shape. And what happens as in young skin, what's characteristic is the dermal-epidermal junction will be very wavy. Even to the extent that it kind of looks like fingers or palpulae, they're called reed pegs. A lot of surface area in the dermal-epidermal junction for a young person, but as you age, that dermal-epidermal junction flattens out, and that causes less surface area and also causes less nutrients to be transported from the dermis to the epidermis. The epidermis doesn't have blood. So the only way it gets nutrients is through this dermal-epidermal junction. So this dermal-epidermal junction, the structure of it is key to healthy aging skin.
Is that why our skin feels maybe not quite as thick as we get a little bit older? Is it that relationship, or is that something different, Joe?
I think that's definitely part of it. It could be also the epidermis does get thinner with age, and the dermis can get thinner too. That's definitely part of the overall feeling of the skin is the dermal-epidermal junction. The more surface area there, the tighter the hold between the dermis and the epidermis. So there's all this groundwork I'm trying to lay. And the reason I'm going into all this physiology is because what Innovage has been formulated with is a unique unique component called beta-glycan 3, and that component has actually been researched to help prevent the sugar from binding to the protein. What happens, I forgot to mention this, is that when the sugar and the proteins bind, what's made is called an advanced glycation end product, and those are, like I said, very stable, and they don't clear out as well. And so the body has a hard time breaking them down. So it's actually very stressful to your body to have advanced glycation end products. But what the theraglycan 3 does has actually been demonstrated with topical use in a twice daily individuals when they applied theraglycan 3 at the concentration that's found in Innovage. The researchers found that there was a decrease in advanced glycation end products. A direct measurement was used for AGE is an abbreviation for advanced glycation end product.
Okay.
AGE is kind of conveniently spelled age.
Yeah.
But there's a reduction of AGEs in the skin of individuals who applied theraglycan 3 topically. And to an extent, to put it into perspective, the individuals who were using theraglycan 3 had a reduction that was similar to about 8 to 10 years of age.
Wow.
So as you age, the advanced glycation end products, especially glycated collagen, increases. And so their researchers actually able to go back and discover that kind of nugget that gives us a wonderful claim of saying about 8 to 10 years younger skin. And this is a quantitative parameter. It's not a subjective score. It's not something someone was looking in the mirror and felt like their AGEs were reduced. They were actually reduced. So that's kind of the key, the highest, the most important part of Innovage and the story behind it. But with that, Innovage has been formulated with several functional ingredients. It's a power-packed, like I said, multitasking formula for increasing firmness, increasing elasticity, restoring youthful contours, helps fight sagging, brightens the skin, helps fade age spots, deeply moisturizes the skin. That's so key. I think moisturization is an underrated claim. Everything does it these days. But as you age, your skin, the moisture level decreases, and without the water, exfoliation is impossible. Physiology doesn't happen without water. It's important to keep those hydration levels high or optimal. Also, there's a reduction in wrinkles, the appearance of wrinkles, increase in skin clarity, and increase in smoothness, and increase in cell turnover. Another aspect that decreases with age is your cell turnover. Your skin doesn't fluff off and renew itself as often. So that's Innovage in a nutshell. Fantastic product, and it's a boost for sure.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe. So a couple questions we get pretty frequently about Innovage. One is it a preventative product? Like if you maybe before you start seeing those deep lines and wrinkles, if you start using it before, does it help kind of stave off those signs of aging, or is it kind of more for once you start to see those things, you can start begin using it?
Well, I would say the way it was studied is more of a reactive type of what the researchers were, the individuals in the studies were older, and you can't reduce a wrinkle unless you have one. So I would say it's definitely, it can be a reactive, but there's definitely preventative benefits as well. To, you know, making sure that those dermis, epidermis are healthy and nourished, and, we're aging all the time, so.
Yeah.
I would say it's definitely a powerful formula, but it can be used, I think, preventatively is an absurd thing to think.
Great. Another question we get all the time, and you've talked about Smooth before on other calls, is kind of the difference between Innovage and Smooth. Are they interchangeable? Are they, you know, different products for different purposes? Kind of what do you have to say on that?
I Smooth and Innovage, I think, are they're very similar formulations. I would put Innovage as like a Smooth plus. Because they're formulated with very similar functional ingredients. However, Innovage is formulated with theraglycan 3, whereas Smooth isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an advantage there that Smooth doesn't have. Yeah.
So a little bit Smooth plus.
Yep, I think Smooth plus is a good way to put it.
Were in any of the studies, were the studies done on both men and women? I know I use I use Smooth and Innovage and just love them. I think a lot of our distributors probably picture this as maybe a female-focused product, but as a man, I just love how my skin feels as I use as I use Innovage and just love feeling more moisturized and feeling better through the day, especially in this winter climate. Great product for both men and women, right, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Men and women are different. They have physiological differences in the skin. I'd say men and women don't have 100% identical skin,
mm-hmm.
but I would be surprised if men didn't find benefits from Innovage as well. Yeah.
Awesome. Another question, and I may pronounce this wrong. Is Innovage comedogenic? Is that the right word? Is it acne-inducing?
Oh. Induces acne. I don't see why it would. It has a sterile formula. It's made in a facility that's been a facility that produces these skincare products quite a bit. I wouldn't say it's comedogen or acne inducing.
Awesome. Well, I think that does it for our questions. Thank you, Joe, for joining us on the call today. We always love to have you, and you're all of your wealth of knowledge on all our products a little
Thank
bit in depth, more than the average Joe, I guess. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take it off mute. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow on the broadcast.